This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop
me. Joining me now is Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Senator, thank you so much for joining me. Now, the president, as you heard, is trying to blame Democrats for the GOP failure to repeal and replace Obamacare, but he also said that he'd be willing to work with you and Democrats in the Senate and House on a solution. So given that, and given the fact that you have long said that there are problems with Obamacare, and the president wants to work with you, but obviously doesn't want to go as far as you do, insurance for everyone, do you think that you can take your position and take his position, and you can actually pick up the phone and reach out to him and say, at least let's fix what's happening now?
Donna, let me just begin by saying this. The bill that was defeated should have been defeated. It was a disastrous piece of legislation primarily designed to provide $300 billion in tax breaks to the top 2%, throwing 24 million people off of health insurance, raising premiums for older workers in a very, very significant way. It was defeated. The American people wanted it defeated, and I'm glad that we're able to accomplish that. Now, as you indicated, of course, Obamacare has serious problems. Deductibles are too high. Premiums are too high. The cost of health care is going up at a much faster rate than it should. Ideally, where we should be going is to join the rest of the industrialized world and guarantee health care to all people at a right. And that's why I'm going to introduce a Medicare for All single-payer program. Short term, this is what we can do.
Bernie Sanders. I mean, first of all, to me, the Democrats did what, a lot of Americans do. And that is they don't vote, but they want to complain. You know, if you're not in the fray of things and you're not doing some heavy lifting, then don't complain. All right. I don't think you should be given place. You know, do some heavy lifting, get involved in the legislation, get involved in governing, then you can complain. To do so after the fact, I think is, it's chumpish. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's really not appreciated. And I don't know how you feel about it, ladies and gentlemen, but that's the way I look at it. I want them involved. Bernie Sanders needs to be representing. After all, he had a lot of people following him, regardless of what Hillary Clinton wanted to do and Donna Brazile and the rest of the apparatchik of the Hillary Clinton camp. And there are people that were disappointed, but still believe in the principles of what Bernie Sanders was sharing with everybody and what he was championing. Well, go champion those principles. Okay, I disagree with you that health care is a right, because then if it's a right, then, it will become another one of those tools that the Democrats, because they seem to use these things to where they buy votes. I believe it should be a privilege that you have it, and a privilege means that there are certain things that you must do in order to have health care, like be a legal citizen, like participate in the good of this country, and understand that there's responsibility. If it's a right, that doesn't matter. You can go eat all the Cheetos and the Twinkies you want, because it's your right, and we need to accommodate your insolence and just abject consideration to good, healthy practices. You know, and by that, I don't mean that we should be looking and scouring at people who have issues of life. We all have issues. We all carry, baggage with us. But by the same token, we shouldn't set up a plan that accommodates these issues and say, okay, we're going to reward, people who continue to make unhealthy decisions and choices, because we're going to say, hey, don't worry about it. You know, we're going to take care of you from cradle to grave, because that's what this government is all about. That's socialism. That's not what this government's all about. Now, I think that we can accommodate, and I believe that we can effect a world-class healthcare system in this country, but it's not going to happen at the top level. It's not going to happen at the federal level. I think we're fooling ourselves to think it, because these guys are twisting themselves in all kinds of different directions, and the nine-dot paradigm, the bureaucracy that they're used to working in, really makes the system untenable. they have to break the system up altogether, and I don't know that they have the courage and the intestinal fortitude to make that happen. Conversation continues. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. Brian Crabtree coming up next.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com. There is a plethora of information, entertainment there for you, our past interviews, ways to connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates that we have across this country or around the world via shortwave. Hey, it's all serious business. Not too serious that we're going to, you know, get too worried and concerned about. In fact, I was just reading in the Bible this morning from the book of Titus that we should not worry so much about the law and get into, just arguments and unnecessary genealogies, as it says, you know, because back in those days, in understanding the culture and what the Greek means by genealogies, you know, people would get themselves exercised and caught up in a bucket of gum. And that is because, the warning there in the book of Titus was that we not get so caught up in it, because there are things that are immutable. And sometimes we just want to argue and exercise ourselves into all kinds of frustration. And maybe that's what we're doing too much of these days, and that we're losing sight of what the real objective is all about. And I know Brian Crabtree, see, he knows how to keep his eye on the ball. And this is why we need him here. He is the publisher of Talk40.com, the realestateexperts.com, as well as a contributor to townhall.com, clashdaily.com, and dailycaller.com. Brian Crabtree, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good to be with you. Doing great.
Well, after this last week, a rough week for the Republicans, the Democrats were a bit, excited and animated following the lead of one Nancy Pelosi, excited that, this awful Obamacare that we're all living under lives another day. Somehow she saw that as a victory lap and something to, be celebrating about. I thought maybe she'd bring out a piñata in the form of Donald Trump's head and bash that as kind of part of her end zone dance. I don't know. It was disappointing.
Well, yeah, if I were a Democrat, although I would have to recognize truthfully I had absolutely nothing to do with the defeat of this bill, but given the fact that I haven't really won anything, any point, any election, anything of significance, for the better part of the last year, I'd be grasping at straws, too, if I were the leader of the Democrat Party in the House, trying to claim a victory for something. You'd wonder how long the Democrats will keep someone who has politically failed them time and time again as their leader in the House. But that's how they run the government, with derelict of duty and with complete delusion. So that's that. Now, as far as who lost last week, Trump lost only because he stepped into a bill that didn't really meet what he promised voters during the election. I think he's gotten into government, and it's really easy to fall into the guise of wanting to just check a box and say, look, here's what I've done, even though what I've done is not really that much better than what we had before. It was better, but not good enough. It was, after all of these times, 60 attempts to repeal Obamacare, the best way to put it is They're really good at undoing things, but they're not very good at governing. And that's mainly I don't want to call them rhinos. I don't like to get into the name calling, but if the moderate Republicans are the ones that really lost, they're going to have to deal with these radicals on the far right. That's not my words. That's how they've accounted
right,
them.
Exactly.
They're going to have to deal with them, or they're not going to get anything done, and they are going to be the failures, not the people on the far right.
Mm. And to your point here, Brian, again, you know, if you understand Donald Trump as a chief executive officer and the way he operates, because he is the classic CEO, and I think in the long run, America is going to benefit greatly from his expertise here. What Donald Trump is used to doing is he has a manager in charge. He'll assign that manager the job and expects them to do what they say they're going to do. When Paul Ryan said that he had the votes, he was confident he could make that happen, and he fell short. What Paul Ryan needs to understand, I mean, for those of us in business and those of us who have been CEOs who are around, you know, strong CEOs like a Donald Trump, that is, when you fail that test, that is not good. That's not good for your future, which doesn't mean necessarily that you're fired. It's just that your credibility is less, and it's unacceptable to tell your boss that you're going to deliver on a number and not do that. That is outside of the tradition of the Beltway and the bureaucracy.
That's a great point. You know, usually in the Beltway, you get 10 or 12 chances to fail before you actually get any scrutiny. In this case, I think Paul Ryan is somewhat damaged in the eyes of Trump. I doubt Trump will next allow him to be the person to run with it, if you will. I think he'll try Director of Budget Mulvaney, perhaps on the tax reform. I think Mulvaney can handle it. Very impressive guy. Seems to really have his house in order, and he seems to have a laser sharp focus. That's what Trump is going to deal with. And if anyone thinks that Trump, if this is predictive of the Trump presidency, they're again delusional, because there's
exactly
a type of people who predicted his failure in the election season, both in the primaries and the general.
Mm-hmm.
What happens, and I relate to this because I've stepped into a lot of things in my professional life and my business career where I was way over my head. Mm-hmm. And when you are a true business person with a good brain and good judgment, which I think I was, Trump mm-hmm. certainly is.
Yes.
You quickly realize I'm over my head in this area. I've mispredicted, or I haven't quite figured this out. Well, this guy, Ryan, has quite a resume, but he can't do anything. He can't pull it together. He can't lead. And I think that's what Trump's going to have to figure out. There are people who smell like leaders and look like leaders, and they sort of sound like leaders, but they have handlers behind them telling them how to make every move. I think
right.
Ryan's a principled guy. He's a good guy, but I don't think he's a leader. I used to put this in context when I looked at people at my business.
Mm-hmm.
A leaders, which were people at the top who could lead a whole company, very few of those in the world. B leaders, C leaders, D leaders, just like grades in school. Ryan's probably a C+, and that's
mm-hmm.
most of Congress. And Trump is going to have B pluses and A minuses in order, at least, in order to get stuff done. And he's going to figure that out over the next 6 months. And then, you know, Katie bar the door, as the old saying goes.
Well, I think what you were suggesting here earlier, Brian, is going to play out. And that is Trump's going to go and do what brought him to the dance. That is that he took the message to the people, and he needs to make up the difference. He realizes that he doesn't have A leaders around him, and that he's got to go and bring it through just like the way he got elected. Go out there and go to the people, take the message to the people, and have the people pull it through. Put so much pressure, even if it's on the Democrats and these moderate Republicans, put so much pressure on them that they end up, doing the right thing on behalf of we the people, because I don't think they understand. They think that they can just legislate business as usual, but you can't come in with an aggressive program like what Trump has led with and think that this is acceptable. This is unacceptable as far as Donald Trump is concerned, and I would say for a lot of Americans across the country.
It is, and it should be, absolutely.
Well, what do you think? Do you think that Trump goes out and takes the message and goes back to his fallback position and his strength, which was he took the message to the people?
Yeah, I think he will. I think he's missing something right now. I think once you get up there, there's so much coming at you so fast, and you've got so many advisors giving you so much noise and clutter, that he's going to have a couple of more failures, maybe not like this, but failures, for him to wake up and say, what you're advising me is not working. I'm going to do it my way. That's right. Always work. When he gets there, I don't know, but it'll be soon.
Well, this next one is talk about the big bite of the apple. We're going over tax reform, boy. I tell you, while we're on the deep end of the pool, we're going to stay there, right? Brian Crabtree, thank you for being with us.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Now, I hear that the techno music in the background here, and, of course, in Miami, Florida, I'm on the East Coast and south of us. This was the sound of Miami all weekend long. It was quite the party going on there. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Dan Caldwell is with us, a Marine Corps veteran, currently serves as the policy director for Concerned Veterans for America. Dan served in Operation Iraqi Freedom with the 1st Marine Division, also worked for 2 years as a congressional caseworker handling constituent issues with the VA. Dan, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on, Bill.
Hey, Dan, you know, speaking of the 1st Marine Division, it had been 40 years, believe it or not. I had to think about this, and I was going back. I was telling people 25 years, and I realized, oh, my goodness, it actually had been 40 years since I'd been back at Camp Pendleton. My great-nephew is going through training there at Camp Pendleton and had to go back on the base, changed quite a bit in 40 years, as you can imagine. And, of course, Camp Pendleton was headquarters for the 1st Marine Division there. And so their logos were prominently on display, as they should be. And I had a chance to go and visit the old headquarters building that I was in for the Joint Public Affairs Office there. And it was quite a walk down memory lane. But more than anything, Dan, God, I was just proud of the Marines. The young soldiers, the men and women that were there on base and the conversations I had with them, I thought, wow, you know, this is something that all our children should experience, a form of service for our country. The fact that probably it's down to less than 1%, get to enjoy and grow from this privileged opportunity to serve the country in the military, I believe is one of those, forgotten privileges.
Absolutely. I really enjoyed my time at Camp Pendleton, the 1st Marine Division. It was one of the best experiences of my life. And even though I love my job at CVA, being a Marine Rifleman was the best job I ever had and ever will have.
Yeah, it was very cool. But I'll tell you, it was good. It was really special to have that chance to go back on, back on the base. And as I said, to talk with the Marines themselves. And, it gives you this sense of confidence and encouragement that we continue to do the right thing and need to stay focused on the ball here. Dan, I want to talk to you particularly about healthcare reform. And you say, let's focus on healthcare reform that everyone can agree on, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's reforming and fixing the Department of Veterans Affairs. That agency still needs a lot of reform. You have new leadership there. They say they want reform. You had the healthcare bill fail last week. I think, from my perspective, perspective of the organizations I work with, that was a good thing. But now it's time to move forward on that. And this is something I think could unite a lot of people, to bring them together to work on a real healthcare reform for, the VA and just help get it back on the right track.
Well, VA Secretary David Shulkin doesn't have to wait for what Congress, has to. He has a mandate to fix the problems here in the VA. Mentioned that we're still dealing with these crisis line, veterans crisis lines. That the continued negligence continues, which is unbelievable. You think because of the focus on it, but does it have to do with the functionality and the bureaucracy of the VA? Because they can't get rid of incompetent people. Is that still the problem?
That is a big part of the problem, is that there's no accountability for poor performance and misconduct, at least not accountability that is rapid and really able to be done in a manner that sends a message to employees that this type of behavior and underperformance is not tolerated. And when you're not able to remove employees for poor performance or misconduct across the agency, then there's no incentive for many employees to do the right thing. There are many employees of the VA that are there to serve veterans, and that motivates them. But the reality is that in the agency, there's a lot of people in key places where working at the VA is just a job for them.
Yeah.
It's not a bad thing. That's not something that needs to be changed. That's just reality. But what you do need is you need incentives in place so that these people that are there just to get a paycheck, know that if they do the wrong thing, that they are going to be held accountable. End of story. And when that the incentive to do the right thing is not there, and the accountability when they do the wrong thing is not there, then you're going to have misconduct. You're going to have failures like what was going on with the veteran crisis line. You're going to have construction projects that are literally $1 billion over budget, like the Aurora VA hospital.
Exactly.
And when you're not able to move these people out, they're just going to sit in their jobs, continue to waste money, and continue to poison the culture there.
Well, it is a systemic issue, Dan, as you and I have talked about before. This has been going on for a long time. It is a well-honed, established bureaucracy. And whether, you know, we'll see. We've had several leaders come in to take over Veterans Affairs with all kinds of pomp and circumstance and hope, and they've not been able to do it. And we're hoping upon hope that the new Secretary, David Shulkin, has the intestinal fortitude and the strength, because this is going to be – this is not an easy deal. This isn't like a typical, you know, private enterprise. The nature of, you know, the unions and the way government works, it is very difficult to get through all this. I mean, there's a reason, even after all the shining light on all this incompetency, after realizing that we have basically, I mean, to your point, you're talking about rewarding good behavior. Traditionally, the VA, sadly, in too many cases, has rewarded bad behavior. So what does that tell the supporting cast of the employees and those associated with the VA that want to do the right thing? Is they're probably just resigned to say, why fight it? You know, you just got to, you know, at this point, it's about holding on to a job and hoping maybe somewhere, maybe that somebody might come here and straighten this thing out and get it right. But meanwhile, I think about how many people along the way, Dan, have we lost that were good people in the VA that just got so frustrated, threw their arms up and says, you know what, I'd just soon be out flipping burgers than to, you know, work in something like this because this is so untenable.
Or even worse, people that wanted to stay at the VA and that were punished and retaliated against because they blew the whistle on misconduct. We wouldn't know about these problems today were it not for brave whistleblowers coming forward. You know, unfortunately, almost all of them were retaliated against in some way or another.
Mm.
And that's not, you know, Dan Caldwell saying it. That was the Obama administration saying it. The Office of Special Counsel determined that. And a lot of them got big settlements. But even then, after they got those settlements and after they got, you know, it was proven that they were retaliated against and they were in the right. And in some cases, like my good friend Brandon Coleman actually saved lives. You know, they weren't allowed to go back to their old jobs. They had to go move someplace else. They usually had to go to a satellite office or work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was good that they were recognized and acknowledged, but at the end of the day, they were prevented from helping veterans going forward.
Exactly.
And that was because they had such a toxic culture at the places they used to work with that they just were not, people were not comfortable allowing them back in their old workplace. And that is such a negative example of the problem that are you know throughout the VA in terms of how management and leadership view people that step forward and expose wrongdoing. When you have to do that to good employees, good whistleblowers, that you know they can't go back to their workspace because there might be problems with employees that are upset that they expose wrongdoing. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Exactly.
And that is incredibly upsetting to me to this day that has to go on.
Well, it is a systemic issue, not just at the VA, but throughout our government. And you have a situation where you find somebody breaking the law, like with what happened with Lois Lerner in the IRS. She clearly broke the law, was able to escape any kind of consequence, and was given a golden parachute out the door, which we, the people, are still paying for her nice little retirement. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. And what happened to Lois Lerner, it happened all across the VA, too, especially in, you know, violating people's privacy as well.
Well, Dan, I appreciate that, you know, the good work that everybody at the CVA is doing on behalf of vets. Keep up the great work here. We're going to continue to partner with you and make sure the message of CVA and our vets is carried on Bill Martinez Live.
Bill, thanks for having me on again.
Dan Caldwell, Semper Fi. Bill Martinez here, 29 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164, 800-915-9164.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, back with you, America. Just the way you like us, fresh every day, Monday through Friday, 9 hours. Almost seems like actually 3 hours. 9 to noon is what I meant to say. Yeah, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you along with us. Great basketball. Don't you love March Madness? I got to tell you, if I'd have been anywhere close to 6 foot, I'd have died trying getting into the NBA. I love basketball. It's my favorite sport. I played basketball and baseball, and it was great fun. Terrific joys of my life, the camaraderie, and what some people are talking about here. I've heard a little bit of expression about this, is that what I appreciate so much about sports is that it does teach you in so many ways, you know, about things of life, about competition, you know, and this is why some have resisted this idea that you get a trophy just for showing up, because that's not real life. And some of the life lessons that I recall learning, a good portion were at the hands of some very determined and strict nuns. But the other part was just, you know, sports for me. And seeing what it's all about, you know, hard work, you know, working hard and practicing hard. I mean, these kids that are just busting their tails to, you know, be at the pinnacle. I mean, what they represent, less than 1% of America's athletes. It is real special to see them rise to the challenge. You know, it's a heartbreak. It's life. You know, the disappointment after working all this time and thinking, okay, you've got the opportunity, and to have it, you know, seemingly torn right out of your heart like that, it is tough. But, hey, that's life. And that's the way it works in the real world, is that sometimes you win, you know, like Obamacare, or, you know, like the health care, repeal and replace. Sometimes you lose. But in each case, and I appreciated this, and I think it's a great read for those of you sports minded. If you haven't read Pat Riley's book on Showtime about the Lakers' strong run. Of course, it's been a while. It's such a distant memory. It's been a while since the Lakers have enjoyed any success like they did during that era. But, you know, one of the things he talked about was adversity, about what a loss brings to you, how it improves and strengthens your character, what you learn from this. And in much the same way in government, I think the opportunity, and I know Donald Trump, the reason I say I know this, because he's a business, I've been, you know, raised in business all my life, and these are all academic issues. You know, you learn from failure. And failure, really, true failure happens when you just give up. And Donald Trump's not a failure. He's not going to give up. He always finds a way to live another day and figure out, okay, you know, and for these young kids that lose the big game and are eliminated or not in attendance for the Final Four, the takeaway for them is what they learned, to be on that kind of stage, to have that kind of pressure on them. What did they learn about themselves? What did they learn about their teammates? What did they learn about life as a result of this privileged opportunity? I was just watching them, and I was thinking back in the days when, you know, you're playing and you're surrounded, you know, by an audience like that. I mean, it is real special. And it's kind of amazing, too, because I think back sometimes, I think, oh, those times that, you know, I choked, that missed basket that I should have made, or, you know, the hit, the time at bat, you know, and looking at a third strike. I mean, this is what athletes do, you know. You may have had a great batting average or a great season, and which, you know, I was privileged to have many times in my life. It was just a real honor to play on championship teams. But kind of interesting. What sticks out are the times that, you know, for me, and I don't know, you know, maybe I'm a masochist. I'm not sure exactly what it is. Maybe you have to bring on a psychologist to figure this out. But why I seem to remember the less than moments, the moments when I, you know, I should have done that. I mean, I can still see we're in a Legion game in Paso Robles, California, and I can still see the called third strike. And I was hitting the ball really well, and I sat there and I looked at a called third strike. We had runners in scoring position. See, I can tell you all this stuff. And to this day, I look at that and I go, oh, man, you know. But anyway, this is all part of, you know, sports and what these kids are going to look back on, and it will be character building, and it will be an opportunity for them to. I mean, because you can't go to school for this guy. I mean, you go to school, but I mean, you can't really go take a class and experience this kind of pressure, this kind of opportunity. But you know, a great deal, and even for the fans and those that, you know, sit on the sidelines and watch what's going on. Boy, you could see the fans that were, you know, as they say, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat and what it was all about. And, you know, even like the last game with Kentucky and North Carolina, I mean, there it is. Kentucky scores a three-pointer in the final seconds, and you're thinking, okay, there's a good chance here that it's going to go overtime. But there was still time enough for North Carolina to respond, and they did with a two-point shot from Myers, which was just fantastic. Anyway, I wax on, but only because we need a little bit of a break, because it's easy to get caught up in, you know, as I say, you know, the, you know, things of government and politics, and we can wipe ourselves out over it and twist ourselves up in knots. I mean, you know, I appreciate my friends that when I'm out and about, it's almost like I have mini town hall meetings all the time. And in fact, over the weekends, we were playing golf. One of my friends had came up, I thought, with a great idea regarding our healthcare system. I think it makes a lot of sense. Something for us to look at. I mean, the president is talking about tax reform. Wouldn't it be interesting that out of tax reform, we find the answer for healthcare? I don't agree with Bernie Sanders. I agree in part with the spirit of what he's talking about, is that all of us should have access to healthcare. I believe that we all work hard enough. I mean, as a country and what we produce as a country, can we extend with grace health care to all its citizens? Now, I say if we look at it as a privilege, not as a right, a privilege means you have to do something. You know, you've got to be a citizen. You've got to be contributing. You have to have responsibility. It's not something that Nancy Pelosi and Democrats and some of those tried true bureaucrats would do and utilize a program to buy votes. That's disgusting. That disgusts me. That everything that the government does, they will turn around, get into the treasury of the treasury that belongs to us, we the people, and utilize it to buy votes. I'm sorry. That's a huge problem. Actually, I'm not sorry. I'm disgusted is what I am. But Nancy Pelosi needs to get a wake-up call and the rest of the Democrats to understand it's not business as usual. And Nancy Pelosi, I believe, is a key contributor to that paradigm and that disease that operates on the Democratic side. Certainly, it's that as well. And the Republican side, it's hard not to be because that's the system that has been created over time. It has been in direct violation of the intent of our founding fathers and what it's all about. But again, we the people, if we don't say something and we accept this, then guess what? We got elites running and driving the bus here, and we're all on the bus. Merrily we go along. Not so. Because here we are, $20 trillion in debt. Our national security is compromised. Services that we should be providing are not. We're overpaying for them. What is wrong with this picture? Why do we have a doctor who has found a way to establish 500 at least 500 facilities where he can deliver world-class health care for, what, $50 a month? And they've negotiated pharmaceuticals, the cost of pharmaceuticals for 10 cents on the dollar here in America, okay? I mean, no doubt Americans pay more for their pharmaceuticals than the people do overseas, which really bothers me because when you think about these, you know, big pharma companies, where does their R&D money come from? It comes from us. And then they go out and they distribute overseas like no big deal because the Americans, they're, you know, we're either stupid enough to pay for it or we just, you know, they perceive that we make so much money that we can afford it. So we get to pay the higher price. I mean, 10 times over market. Is that fair? You know, this is all contributing, this attitude. This is what's happened with our healthcare program. But I say, let's take it back. Let's make it a privilege. And if we do that, then would you be willing to say, hey, let's put 1% of everything that we purchase as a tax? I mean, you know, they said Obama wasn't a tax. It ended up being a tax. But OK, so it's a tax. Let's make it a tax and let's fund national health care as a privilege, not as a right. Something to talk about. I thought it was a good idea. And part of the conversation I had over the weekend, one of many, regarding this whole situation about repealing and replacing. There is a better way. And I believe that we can get to yes and we can find it. But more work is required. Why not? We'll keep the good fight, right? Just about 18 before the top of the hour.
This report is brought to you by Kelley Blue Book. The expert editors at Kelley Blue Book, the vehicle valuation and information source trusted by both consumers and the automotive industry, recently announced the 12 best family cars of 2017. With a keen focus on factors like safety, value, comfort and convenience, cargo versatility, technology, and child safety car seats, the KBB.com editors recommend their choices for a diverse group of new vehicles that best meet the needs of today's families. They brought together last year's winners and the best of the new and redesigned 2017 models for back-to-back testing. Jack R. Nerad, Executive Editorial Director and Executive Market Analyst, KBB.com.
Our editors enlisted the help of their families, which includes children spanning a full range of ages from toddlers to college students, and even a few who have made it out into the real world, to put this year's contenders to a real-world test, selecting a total of 12 new vehicles deemed worthy of being named Kelley Blue Book's Best Family Car of 2017.
For more information, visit KBB.com.
From Samaritan's Purse and Franklin Graham comes Facing Darkness. In 2014, as the Ebola virus was devastating West Africa,
the numbers of new cases and deaths are still rising.
International relief organization Samaritan's Purse stepped up.
God has called us to care for the dying, to care for those that are suffering.
We can't say we're Samaritan's Purse and not help.
My phone rang. One of our doctors, Kemp Brantley, has Ebola.
And then David looked at me and he said, you too have Ebola.
We're there to save life. We're there in your name. Why?
Despite the fact that things were out of control, we knew that God was in control.
God puts you in places and supplies the strength to deal with.
Jesus Christ didn't run. We run to the fire. We don't run away from it.
Facing Darkness, a true story of faith. In select cinemas for one night only, Thursday, March 30th. For theaters and tickets, go to FacingDarknessMovie.com. That's FacingDarknessMovie.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
I always appreciate when he says that, huh? Defecation hits the oscillation. Oh, you're so wise, big voice. Bill Martinez back with you, 14 before the top of the hour. We're standing by for Bob Waliszewski because Bob Waliszewski is doing what Bob Waliszewski does with Focus on the Family. But we're going to be here to talk about, the box office winners. Once again, Beauty and the Beast. Are you surprised? Did you have a chance to see Beauty and the Beast this weekend? Huh? And then also Power Rangers came in number two. But Bob Waliszewski, I am told, is now ready to go. So we're going to pull him out of the standby, bringing him front and center with the keg lights, flashing overhead. All he needs is a top hat and a cane, and he could waltz right in, and we can have all kinds of fun. Bob Waliszewski, how are you?
I left the cane and the top hat at home. I'm sorry.
Hey, I don't know why I went there. I just had this vision. I mean, hey, we talk movies, it's the red carpet walk and all that kind of stuff, right?
It's absolutely right. Yeah, once again, Beauty and the Beast not only is at the number one spot, but my goodness, for week two, their total was what? Most studio executives can only drool about or in their vivid imagination imagine that their films could take in on the first week, much less the second week. $88 million extra dollars, already up to $300 and some million domestically. Then you add in what they made internationally, which is, I think, it doubles that total and some change. It was incredible.
Well, the momentum of what they established last year, if you remember, they had just one winner after another. I mean, Disney did really well at the box office overall. Very successful year. They've had a good run. And here it is starting out 2017 with Beauty and the Beast. I mean, ka-ching, ka-ching, huh?
Ka-ching, ka-ching. And in case anybody missed last week when we talked about it, I'll just say I thought it was about 15 seconds from being a fabulous movie that was deserving of praise.
Yes.
But the activist director said he was going to give us a gay moment. He did, and I thought it was inappropriate for younger children. I also realized that some families said, oh, I see what you're saying, but But with my kids, we can use it as a teachable moment.
Exactly.
Hey, that's
right.
Fine. Some people stayed home and said, nope, not going to do this one. That's fine. I just was a little disappointed that the director even wanted to go that way. Number two, however, the
Power
Rangers.
Let's stay on that for just a moment, Bob, if you don't mind. Only because this is, I think, the challenge that the church has today is how do they address those 15 seconds? You know, people are coming in, they have this mixed controversy, and it takes a level of maturity to be able to handle that, to say, okay, I'm going to use it as a teachable moment. And they do so, and God bless them. And I would be interested to hear how they express those teachable moments. And the reason I say that, only because it's a teachable moment, not only for the kids and mature people, but for those that have just come into the kingdom and trying to understand godly principle, how it matches up against a secular movement, an activist director like this. It feels okay. He's going to thrust his agenda. And as we know, it's a slow creep. It's been that way, you know, throughout our lifetimes, Bob, where it's just been a slow creep and an acceptance of those things that chip away at those immutable laws of God.
Well, that's why, for me, it was so disappointing. And I know with some listeners, and I'm talking about my various radio interviews, I know they think this guy's being a little hard on the movie. It's not all that bad. I read the long review. I see what he says. You know, two men dance together briefly at the end. Some men have women's clothes on and one seems to like it. That doesn't seem to be that bad. And I would argue and say, but does it belong in a movie geared toward children?
Yeah.
And with as much money as the film has made, what message did that send to Disney? It certainly didn't send a, uh-oh, we made a mistake, we better never do that again. Instead, the next time an activist director or two or three decide, okay, we got away with
15
that.
Seconds. Yeah.
Let's in the next, let's have two women kiss each other, two men kiss each other, we'll just do it all in fun, and then we'll all just kind of go, uh-oh, and then the next film will have something a little bit more, and then the next film, and we will lose ground, you know, the frog in the kettle, although
yes.
I've heard that's not actually true, but we all know what that means, you know,
yes.
The heat goes up and supposedly the frog stays in. And that's really my problem with Beauty and the Beast too, is that, we had our first frog in the kettle moment and we all just kind of said, okay, that seems to be okay.
Right. Yeah. It's all a matter of conditioning. You know, the conscience is getting seared. We were warned about that. And, so no big surprise for those of us with enough understanding of the Word of God and a level of maturity to see this happening. But what are you going to do with these moments? Because the fact is that it is pervasive. All this stuff has been creeping in. We're still trying to get our arms around, the bathroom issue, other things. I mean, we have teachable moments abounding, Bob. And, we've got to be prepared in and out of season to answer these. And I believe the church as well. And I'm disappointed, I will say. And I'm not saying, you know, I'm not painting this with a broad brush. Maybe partly so. But it's that many people are going to church today looking for answers to say, okay, how do I address this? How do we talk about it? And the pulpit is like crickets on this issue. And, you know, here on the show, it's like I was talking with a guest and he goes, and he flat out just, he was shocked. He goes, they allow you, the stations allow you to talk like this? And I go, well, you know, we're pursuing the truth. I mean, we're independent. And, yes, and you're probably right. There's probably some stations. I mean, you and I are, this conversation right now that we're having, very uncomfortable for them, you know, for us to have this conversation, but it is needed to have. And I believe this is why, you know, God has made a platform for Bill Martinez Live, has connected you and I together for this, to have this conversation, because, we're not trying to be dogmatic about it. But we're also holding to those values, because of experience, Bob. We know that when we do right, like God told Cain, when you do right, when you do righteousness, when you do the things that are godly, it's going to work out in your favor. If you violate these immutable laws and you do wrong, you can't expect right to come out of it.
Yeah. And when I look at the top two movies, they both have that same issue that we're talking about. Both of them have directors who were excited about their quote-unquote gay moment. Power Rangers coming in at number two at $40 million. I actually didn't think it was going to do that well, and that was kind of based on the screening that I went to. It was pretty empty, I saw some what I consider fanboys. They must have been. There were two guys together that they weren't bringing kids. They were by themselves, and they walked out about two-thirds of the way through, and I thought, yep, that's kind of how I would do it if I was here for entertainment value. But then it made $40 million, a little over $40 million, and it's like, okay, apparently there's still a lot of fans. Now, a bit about it. This TV show came out in 1993. It was a Japanese import. Certainly there's some nostalgia, and certainly there was going to be some fans of that show who now have kids who say, oh, I got to get my kids involved. And I know that's going, but a little bit about the movie's gay moment, maybe a little bit overspoken on this one, not so much with Beauty and the Beast, but the director was also happy about, he didn't call it that, but he was very happy. Essentially what it was the yellow there's two Power Ranger girls and three boys in this one. And the girl, one of the boys asks her about, does she like boys? And she doesn't answer him. Then she says, oh, do you like girls? And she doesn't answer him. So one could say, well, maybe she just thought the question was inappropriate and was just ignoring him.
Right.
Or the director was happy to say, no, that was his gay moment, if you will. He said it was their intentional. It was something he wanted people to wrestle with. She's a person who hasn't yet decided what her gender is. She's trying to come to grips with it. And I think, once again, do we really need a movie geared toward kids who, if the director is right, it was open for interpretation without the director, but do we really need a director telling us that gender is very confusing, that we don't know if we're male or female? I read the Bible and it says male and female, he created us. And it seems to be a much more clear cut delineation than what this world seems to believe. Like there's 40 genders out there. No, I'm sorry. There really aren't 40 genders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they keep expanding. I mean, even when you apply for college, I mean, you've got all kinds of options anymore. It's not just two options.
Male and female and other, and then it's, you know, in some cases, yeah, you're right. They have actually words for them. I'm like, oh, come on. I'm and somehow male and female has served us well for 6,000 years, and all of a sudden, no, it's not enough anymore.
Yeah, I like fluid. You know, I'm fluid. What is that?
You know, what is that?
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's another word for confused.
Exactly.
You know, and what a way to live your life that you would be that confused. But that's what this culture is doing to our children, and supported by people that we pay. We actually pay our hard-earned money, you know, to be entertained, and they're indoctrinating us to tell everybody else that God forbid that you have a contrarian view, that you would hold to something as ancient and fuddy-duddy as the Bible and the Word of God, right?
Yeah. Well, by the way, Power Rangers, we gave a mere 2.5. From Beauty and the Beast, we gave a mere 2.5. So we had two films out of 5, which didn't do very well. I'd love to plug a film called United Kingdom. It's only on about 160 screens across all the United States. But for those who are looking for a film with possibility, it's very limited, but a very inspiring movie. Set in the 40s and 50s about the king of Botswana who falls for a white woman and then has to deal her prejudice or people that are on her side are prejudice and his side are prejudice, and nobody's in favor of this marriage. But what a great film.
Well, a great story, only in 159 theaters last weekend. Hopefully they will broaden the release here, because I agree with you. I've been looking forward to seeing that myself. Bob Waliszewski, Focus on the Families, one and only director of media and culture. Robert, thank you so much.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One
on has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is